was head coach Gary Kubiak up on the podium talking about a wide range of topics. We're back here just outside in the atrium at the NFL Scouting Combine. Matt and I switched chairs here. But, guys, we saw head coach Gary Kubiak talk about a wide range of topics there. What did you think about what he had to say? What stuck out?
Oh, I think the interesting thing to me was the fact that he talked about the running backs, Juwan Thompson and Capri Bibbs, right off the bat. It's not really two of the players that we had thought would come up in this conversation. However, I think that speaks to his belief in the fact that the Broncos are going to need a deep running core moving forward. Even if it doesn't include C.J. Anderson or Ronnie Hillman, he believes that the core is strong and that their methods are strong in developing talent. And so I think Capri Bibbs, a guy who's been on the practice squad but has developed into a good player, Juwan Thompson also making a name for himself on special teams. I think that that was probably the biggest thing that stuck out to me, just that first comment, hearing the name Capri Bibbs and Juwan Thompson. Mays, what stuck out to you?
Well, I'll start with the running backs, because there was one key soundbite I think he said. Talk about C.J. Anderson. Keeping C.J. healthy is key going forward. It's key. It's I think, pretty clear that they see C.J. as the number one back. Even though he's a restricted free agent, they have to let that play out, that their plan is for C.J. to be the bell cow, and then maybe it's Juwan Thompson or Capri Bibbs or someone that they can find in the draft, or even someone in free agency, or they bring back Ronnie Hillman, that one of those guys that they're going to look for a partner to C.J. Anderson. I think C.J. did well enough down the stretch to where he answered questions about whether he can be the number one back. Of course, the stuff about Peyton Manning, you know, there's no resolution at this point, but Kubiak said he talked with him briefly yesterday. Expects to talk with him today. It looks like there's some movement there. Praise for Brock Osweiler. You really like what he did this down the stretch. And also, thought a nice little shout-out to Cody Latimer when he got asked about it. Of course, Latimer went to Indiana, so he's a local story here in Indianapolis. So there was a question about him and said that he really came on strong down the stretch. Of course, he has the last eight games of the season, Kubiak said. And that's key, because that's when Brock Osweiler came in, and that's when Latimer really started to turn the corner, had his first touchdown against the Bears, praised his special teams work, said he sees him as a starter in this league. So I thought that was interesting as well.
I also think, real quick, Tyson Brailoe, just hearing the fact that he's going to be back for OTAs, I think is very encouraging for the position of offensive line, especially left tackle. So having him back, hopefully he gained a lot of experience. Even though he didn't play much, I think just seeing him around the facility, I think he gained a lot of experience learning from guys like a veteran Ryan Harris, guys like Evan Mathis. I think he did pick up quite a bit.
And just a reminder here, the head coach Gary Kubiak will join us live on set in just a few minutes here. Guys, let's talk about the quarterback situation a little bit more closely here. They said that Peyton Manning has his time to make a decision. They're going to look to how they did things last season. They want to do it that way again. But, Mace, they're going to have to make a decision by when?
Yeah, March 9th is the start of the league year, and that's when he's got to make a decision one way or another, because his contract becomes guaranteed at that point for 2016. So really, even though he has, you know, it's being said he has all the time he needs, there's a clear, hard, and fast deadline to Peyton Manning getting it done. And also, I think they'd certainly like to have resolution sooner, because if Manning decides not to come back, then they can plan in terms of getting Brock Osweiler and then having that extra room to see what you can do under the salary cap.
And if Peyton decides to go ahead and retire, we heard some pretty telling stuff from head coach Gary Kubiak there. He said that he thinks that Brock has a bright future and that he wants him to be a part of this football team. Matt, he started seven games this season. What did you see from him there that maybe would indicate why Kubiak would say those things?
I think that Coach Kubiak is very high. We just heard about football knowledge. So I think that we had heard in his press conference he's very high on, you know, football IQ. I think those things are very important to him. And I think as we got through those seven games, Brock showed great improvement in his football IQ, his progressions, his audibles. You think about New England. He audibled to that run play that eventually won them the game. So I think that he's showed great improvement in, you know, the physical abilities have always been there. But I think two things. One, the football IQ, and two, knowing the importance of being able to not take a hit, go down maybe a little bit sooner. He got a little banged up there at the end, but I think those two things were great areas of improvement for him.
Yeah, and he said that evaluating quarterbacks coming out of college is difficult because they play so much out of the shotgun. What we saw from Osweiler was he's clearly able to take it from under center, and that's so valuable in the running game.
Clearly able to take under center, but we also saw that at times there was a galvanizing effect to going shotgun heavy. Look at the Cincinnati game when they were down 14-0, and they go shotgun, no huddle. A very Peyton Manning-like offensive attack from that point, and it shook things up. Now, some of that was because they knew they needed to pick up the tempo down 14-0, had to maximize their opportunities. But at the same time, you know, even though you can run better from under center, shotgun's still going to be a key part of this offense and a key part of the evaluation. Another thing I thought was interesting that Kubiak mentioned, he didn't just talk about the quarterbacks and how it's evaluating them, but offensive linemen. And he said the proliferation of spread offenses has actually made it more difficult to really get a feel for those offensive linemen, especially in terms of run blocking, that what you end up looking for is what is their football knowledge, what's their football IQ, and that last year, they picked Max Garcia in the fourth round, and their conversations at this time of the year at the combine in leading up to the draft gave them the assurance they needed to pick Max Garcia, knowing that he could pick up the system pretty quickly. And we saw that he had to play quite a bit this year. So that football IQ really helped Max Garcia, and certainly he's a big part of it going forward too.
Yeah, definitely tough to evaluate those offensive linemen when they're in the spread versus the power running game. And, of course, to be in that zone blocking scheme, they have to have that football IQ like Max Garcia. Max Garcia, very valuable being able to replace or fill in for Lou Vasquez and Evan Mathis. That's something else that head coach Gary Kubiak talked about, was that a lot of those guys were playing through a lot of injuries.
Yeah, and he had mentioned that Lou had been banged up, Evan had been banged up, Ty obviously not playing at left tackle, out with the injury that ended his season.
Shoulder.
He's very confident in the youth of the offensive line. That's also something that he mentioned. Max Garcia, we just talked about, mm-hmm. Ty Sambrylo. I think those guys mixing it, Matt Paradis, of course. Matt Paradis arguably had one of the best seasons for an offensive lineman in the AFC West division. So I think that he's happy with the veteran presences that he has on his team, but he's also very encouraged by the youth on the offensive line.
And head coach Gary Kubiak is set to join us any minute now here as he finishes up some things before joining us on set. But one thing we heard about the offensive line all season long was, yeah, they're young, but if they're good, they have a chance to be good for a very long time.
Yeah, and he kind of touched on that point again today, but he also said the offensive line needs to improve, and he wouldn't rule out the draft, and given that the Broncos have taken at least one offensive lineman in almost every draft for the last 18-19 years, I'd be shocked if they don't take an offensive lineman in this draft, and it could well be high. Wouldn't surprise me if there's a first or second day offensive lineman in the Broncos draft hall this year. They do feel like they need a little more. They like to have competition, so I think they're going to bring it. They're going to supplement that. But most of the improvement from the offensive line in 2016 is going to have to come from guys who are in their second year in this scheme. And if you look at the history of Kubiak and zone blocking and the offenses he's been in, usually it's taken that year of development before the guy was ready to play. You had guys pressed into service. They're going to be in their second year. And then you have other guys. You have other guys who were on the roster. You have, they brought in Robert Myers late in the season, Sam Brenner. Those guys may push for spots as well. And they're hoping for more out of Michael Schofield, too.
And then about